现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。
成都市2018级高中毕业班第三次诊断性检测。英语。听力考试正式开始，请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What do you prefer for your main course, Julia?
I'm not sure. I don't know whether to have steak, Thai chicken, or vegetable pasta. They all look great.
How about Thai chicken? It is quite popular in this restaurant. How often should I take it?
Just one every 4 to 6 hours. Take it before mealtimes, then you'll get better.
Thanks. That's £8.35. Would you like to pay by credit card or with cash?
Cash, please. Here's £20.
Okay, thanks. Here is the change and your receipt. Welcome to the department, Yuki. Let me show you around and tell you about your new colleagues.
Great, thanks. So, who are those people over there?
That's the order management team. Hi, Tracy. Amy and I are going boating. Come with us?
Well...I'm meeting Bob. He's writing an article, and I will help him take some photographs for it. I'm seeing him at the zoo.
Second 或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello, this is the sales department. Jane Solomon speaking.
Hello, is Maria Fernandez there, please?
No, I'm sorry. She's not in the office at the moment. She's on her lunch break.
Oh, could you take a message, please? Please tell her that Peter Griffin called and ask her to call me back. And tell her it's about the PXO project.I need the new project figures before having a discussion with her.
The PXO project. Right. I'll give her your message when she comes back to the office.
Thank you.
Hello. This is the sales department. Jane Solomon speaking.
Hello. Is Maria Fernandez there, please?
No, I'm sorry. She's not in the office at the moment. She's on her lunch break.
Oh.Could you take a message, please? Please tell her that Peter Griffin called and ask her to call me back. And tell her it's about the PXO project. I need the new project figures before having a discussion with her.
The PXO project. Right. I'll give her your message when she comes back to the office.
Thank you.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hi, Beth. Do you fancy coming around to dinner sometime this week?
That sounds lovely.I'm pretty busy at the start of the week, but I'm free on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evening.
Great. Let's make it Friday at 7 p.m. then.
Oh, sorry. I've just remembered that I've got a meeting on Friday, and I won't finish until at least 6, so there's no way I'll make it for 7.
Shall we make it 7:30 then? Would that be better?
Yes. I'm sure I'll be able to make it for then.
Great. By the way, you'll need to park quite a few doors down because there's building work going on next door and our part of the road is occupied.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know. See you Friday.
Bye. Hi, Beth. Do you fancy coming around to dinner sometime this week?
That sounds lovely. I'm pretty busy at the start of the week, but I'm free on Wednesday, Thursday,and Friday evening.
Great. Let's make it Friday at 7 p.m. then.
Oh, sorry. I've just remembered that I've got a meeting on Friday, and I won't finish until at least 6, so there's no way I'll make it for 7.
Shall we make it 7:30 then? Would that be better?
Yes. I'm sure I'll be able to make it for then.
Great. By the way,You'll need to park quite a few doors down because there's building work going on next door and our part of the road is occupied.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. See you Friday.
Bye.
Listen to the following dialogue. 回答第十 至十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hill, we haven't seen each other for years. Can you tell me what you've gone through over the years?
Susan, it was really a long story. My friends and I were climbing the mountain in New Hampshire in 2010. Suddenly, the weather became really bad. There was a lot of snow and we couldn't see anything. We got lost. Well, we spent 4 days on the mountain.The temperature was 20 degrees below zero. We didn't have any equipment or food.
So what happened next? I guess someone found you, right?
Yes, but we were very sick. I couldn't move my legs because of the cold. I spent 2 months in the hospital. Finally, the doctors removed my legs.
So sorry to hear that. You must have suffered a lot.
Yes.But I want to try my best to stay strong. In fact, I decided to make some new legs for myself. I realized that no one had to be physically disabled. We can use modern technology to help us.
So you built great new legs. Can you go mountain climbing again?
Yes, I can. Actually, these are better than mountain climbing shoes. The spring design means that they are much more powerful.
Hill, we haven't seen each other for years. Can you tell me what you've gone through over the years?
Susan, it was really a long story. My friends and I were climbing the mountain in New Hampshire in 2010. Suddenly, the weather became really bad. There was a lot of snow and we couldn't see anything. We got lost. Well, we spent 4 days on the mountain.The temperature was 20 degrees below zero. We didn't have any equipment or food.
So what happened next? I guess someone found you, right?
Yes, but we were very sick. I couldn't move my legs because of the cold. I spent 2 months in the hospital. Finally, the doctors removed my legs.
So sorry to hear that. You must have suffered a lot.
Yes,But I want to try my best to stay strong. In fact, I decided to make some new legs for myself. I realized that no one had to be physically disabled. We can use modern technology to help us.
So you built great new legs. Can you go mountain climbing again?
Yes, I can. Actually, these are better than mountain climbing shoes. The spring design means that they are much more powerful.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
I really liked the music broadcast just now. The melody is beyond description, and the lyrics are so touching. You're a genius! Could you please share your learning experience?
My friends always think I am talented and hardworking. But for me, without my mum's companion, I wouldn't have had any chance to succeed. She is a musician. She devoted herself to teaching me.I just followed her and worked hard. So I can stand on the stage now.
I see. I also read some articles which say that you try to take every single chance to call on young people to take action and make small changes.
Yeah, that's right. For me, that's a meaningful thing. and I expect more people to take action and do something. We should be the doers.
Couldn't agree more. You are really a model for all the young people. I am so glad you could come today and share your wonderful music, learning experience, and thoughts on different issues with the audience. I really liked the music broadcast just now. The melody is beyond description, and the lyrics are so touching. You're a genius! Could you please share your learning experience?
My friends always think I am talented and hardworking. But for me, without my mum's companion, I wouldn't have had any chance to succeed. She is a musician. She devoted herself to teaching me. I just followed her and worked hard. So I can stand on the stage now.
I see. I also read some articles which say that you try to take every single chance to call on young people to take action and make small changes.
Yeah, that's right. For me, that's a meaningful thing, and I expect more people to take action and do something. We should be the doers.
Couldn't agree more. You are really a model for all the young people. I am so glad you could come today and share your wonderful music, learning experience, and thoughts on different issues with the audience.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至20四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间来阅读这四个小题。
Okay, everyone. Thanks for coming today and for your interest in volunteering abroad. For those that don't know much about our company, Time Abroad, let me start by telling you a bit more. Time Abroad is one of the largest volunteer abroad organizations in the UK. The company was founded in 2000. In 2007, that is 7 years later, the company grew by joining with another company, PT Travel, making us even larger. We have lots of very experienced staff working with us. We have around 150 full-time staff members, many of whom are former volunteers themselves, inspired by their own experience. The times that volunteers join the program vary a lot. Some graduates join in July because they want to do some volunteering in their gap year. The winter months are also popular because people want to escape the cold weather in the UK. But the majority of volunteers start when it is best for them. Time Abroad is an entirely independent organization which does not receive any funding from religious bodies, political parties, or other sources. And, of course, we don't request money from our partner organizations in the developing world. All our work is 100% funded through your contributions as a volunteer. We do get help from the government, but that is from reduced business taxes, not financial contributions. So, I hope that has helped you learn a bit more about Time Abroad. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, everyone. Thanks for coming today and for your interest in volunteering abroad. For those that don't know much about our company, Time Abroad, let me start by telling you a bit more. Time Abroad is one of the largest volunteer abroad organizations in the UK. The company was founded in 2000. In 2007, that is, 7 years later, The company grew by joining with another company, PT Travel, making us even larger. We have lots of very experienced staff working with us. We have around 150 full-time staff members, many of whom are former volunteers themselves, inspired by their own experience. The times that volunteers join the program vary a lot. Some graduates join in July because they want to do some volunteering in their gap year. The winter months are also popular because people want to escape the cold weather in the UK. But the majority of volunteers start when it is best for them. Time Abroad is an entirely independent organization which does not receive any funding from religious bodies, political parties, or other sources. And of course, we don't request money from our partner organizations in the developing world. All our work is 100% funded through your contributions as a volunteer. We do get help from the government, but that is from reduced business taxes, not financial contributions. So, I hope that has helped you learn a bit more about Time Abroad. Does anybody have any questions?
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。